Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, founder, owner, and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network. And this is Wounded No More for this Thursday, August 12th, 2021. And now, here is your anointed host and facilitator, Prophetess Vanessa Carver. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Hello. Good evening, everyone. It's good to be back on Wounded No More. Tonight's show is called Don't Believe the Hype. Subtitle is Hype or Healed. Now, the biblical references we'll be using is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 through 16, and then I will be going to Philippians and James. Now, this title came up because I was praying. I usually do pray about what to teach. I don't always like to come out of my own interest or whatever. So I try to balance it as much as I can to relevant collective word of what God would like you all to hear. He knows what we need. And this is just about the reliance upon the Spirit. Paul's writing the church about wisdom. And it's really important that as we move forward in our healing and in our maturation and our development and progressive sanctification, that we are really going from glory to glory and from faith to faith. We are not just, you know, rocking back and forth, thinking that we're going somewhere and we're staying in the same place. And that's not just something physically that we do. That's something psychologically that happens and even spiritually. So as Wounded No More, we got to be about it. We can't just talk about it. And, you know, this show is just as much as a ministry to me and to my soul as it is to everyone that I speak to when I get ready for my presentations. So this has to do with wisdom from the Spirit of God. And, of course, the word that you're going to hear, you know, like I always say, make it your own. Don't just think about, oh, this is for so-and-so or this could be so-and-so, but ask the Lord how, don't change anything that's written, but say, how is it applicable to my life first? Because sometimes you might be able to actually use it in ministry, because many times a lot of our leaders on this show, on Spirit Alive Network, we are servant leaders, and we can use many of the teachings and things as we share and listen to one another's podcast, how we can help somebody else. So, but first, apply it to you. Make it your own. It's really important, and I don't want to bore you, but I think that my whole routine has been to read the word out loud. I think that's really important because I don't want to put my own spin. I want the word to interpret itself. So many times I will be reading to you. And just to encourage you that not only is it great to read to yourself, but it's good to hear the word out loud. So if you're reading the word out loud, just like you read it to yourself, you hear it. It just hits a little bit different sometimes, doesn't it? And so what I'm also going to do tonight, which I love to do, is read from different versions. So I'll be reading from three. So bear with me if I'm flipping back and forth. I'm trying to make it all cohesive. It will be. But I'm going to be reading from the Message Bible. I'm going to be reading from the Amplified and the ESV. Those are actually my three favorite ones based on the scripture. So I'm going to start with the Amplified, and I'm starting at verse 6. So let's see. Actually, I'm starting with the ESV just to give you a little background. I'm going to start from verse 1 through 6, and then I'm going to flip back to the Amplified. So excuse me if it falls all over the place, but you can just sit and listen and then go and read these for yourself. And so this is Paul speaking. And when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom. He didn't come with proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling, and my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit of power, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power. So you have Paul basically saying, look, I don't have any pretense here. He said, you remember, friends, that when I first came to you to let you in on God's sheer genius, I didn't try to impress you. He wasn't trying to impress them with polished speeches. I mean, he was a very learned man. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He could have brought it just like that, but he didn't. He said, I didn't come to impress you with my speeches or latest philosophies. I deliberately kept it plain and simple. First, Jesus and who he is, and then Jesus and what he did. And that's him crucified. So I love his attitude. And we can learn something from Paul's attitude. This is a level of humility. Even though he knew what he was and what he was capable of, he plainly spoke to them about Jesus and him crucified. So, you know, he's like, I ain't got nothing up my sleeve. You know, I ain't got no tricks and I'm not performing for you. I'm just talking about Jesus and him crucified. He said, I was unsure of how to go about this. And I felt totally inadequate and I was scared to death, if you want the truth of it. And so nothing I said could have impressed you or anyone else, but the message came through anyway. And he says, God's spirit and God's power did it, which made it clear that your life of faith is a response to God's power, not to some fancy mental or emotional footwork by me or anyone else. And so that right there is verses 3-5 in the message. And basically that's where I took my title, the hype. Don't believe the hype. He talks about these philosophies of men. And if you look at it in the Amplified says, I came to you in a state of weakness and fear and great trembling. My message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom using clever rhetoric, but they were delivered in demonstration of the Holy Spirit operating through me and his power, stirring the minds of the listeners and persuading them so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom and rhetoric of men, but on the power of God. So listen, this is a technology age. We also live in a information age. There's tons of information about anything you want to know about, anything you want to learn about, anything you want to do, anything, how you should think, what you should think. There's multitudes and tons of videos about anything you can think of, from building a house to tearing down a house, how to cheat, how, all kinds of other foolishness too, how to kill somebody. I mean, it's all on the web, and it's a lot of information. And so that being the case, when it comes to Christendom, when it comes to our faith, whether, you know, we are servant leaders or not, there's tons of information out. There's good and bad about that. There's good and bad. The word has to be the standard. I will offer you that. It has to be the standard. I am a lover of books, and I tell you, I have to control myself when it comes to buying books, because I can buy books about like one subject and buy 10 books easy and hardly ever read them. Just the idea of having the knowledge and access to it is what is tempting for me. So I can't hoard up knowledge. I can't hoard books. And the Lord, he deals with me about that. It's just like dealing with somebody who has an appetite for food. I have an appetite for knowledge and for books. I always have. And so that being the case, it's like the Lord is saying, read the books you have, study them, understand them, and let the word be the center of them. Now, there's things that I read that have nothing to do with necessarily, you know, my faith. And so I have very few of those. I used to have tons of those about anything, you know, depending on what it was about. But I've narrowed that part down in my library. And I'm saying all this to say, these things can be, like Paul was saying, all these philosophies, these convoluted philosophies and ideologies and things and rhetoric that we hear all around us. I'm going to share an experience I had with you guys. This happened about 3 or 4 months ago. Of course, I love strolling through the bookstore. Literally, I can get lost in the bookstore. I can spend hours there without realizing I'm there. This one particular day, and me and my husband, we like visiting the bookstore sometimes together. Well, he wasn't with me this particular day, and I went in, wasn't looking for anything particular, just, you know, going in and browsing. And it's a small bookstore, so it's not too big. And so I literally was there for about 15 minutes, and I started to get this intense headache. and start to feel a little anxious. And I was like, I don't understand what this is about. But literally what I saw, I had an open vision while I was in the bookstore, and I saw the books were still on the shelves, but everything that was in the books, like the words, were starting to float all around my head like a cloud. And it became overwhelming. And I literally immediately, fast-paced out the store, like ran out the store, like I was having a panic attack. And I went home. That has never happened. And this bookstore has been in my neighborhood for almost about probably 15 or 20 years. And this has never happened. And I got home and I began to pray. And I said, Lord, what was that all about? I was like, that has never happened where it was like I was having an anxiety attack about all the words. He said, all those words that you saw in that vision were thoughts. He said, ideologies of men and what you should think and how you should think. And he said, and it overwhelmed you. He said, always make sure that my words is what's keeping you. My word is what's protecting your mind and your well-being. Because it says in John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so all these words and all this knowledge and all these ideologies kind of bombarded me that day. And it made me think of this scripture when Paul begins to say about wisdom from the Spirit versus wisdom from the world. Now, this show is called Wounded No More. And so we've talked about some over the years, I have talked about, me and Bishop and different ones have talked about all kinds of stuff that have to do with the rending and the tearing up of the soul. We live in this world, so there are things that we go through that impact us, right? Our will, our mind, and our emotions. Well, Wounded No More is all about coming from darkness to light, being healed and walking and maintaining your healing and growing from that place. You know, like in verse 6 of this scripture text, he says, yet among the mature we do impart wisdom. So the mature, those who want to be developed, those who are growing in God, like I said, progressively growing. When you heal, there is room for growth. There is room for maturity. And there is more room for the wisdom of God versus those things that you used to gravitate towards. Those things are not going to help mature you and keep you stable. So of all the books I have, the Word of God is paramount. It trumps every book I have, even if the books are written by John Bevere or people that I actually respect a lot in the faith. They don't trump the Word of God. They don't trump what Jesus said. They don't. And even if they're quoting him. So I have to be careful of hoarding books, of hoarding these things. He said, yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away, but we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. And I like it how it says it in the Amplified. We, of course, have plenty of wisdom to pass on to you once you get your feet on firm spiritual ground. But it's not popular wisdom. It's not the fashionable wisdom of high-priced experts that will be out of date in a year or so. God's wisdom is something mysterious that goes deep into the interior of his purposes. You don't find it lying around on the surface. It's not the latest message, but more like the oldest. What God determined as the way to bring out his best in us long before we were arrived on the scene. And so the experts of our day haven't a clue about what this eternal plan is. If they had, they wouldn't have killed the master of the God-designed life on a cross. That's why we have the scripture that says, no one's ever seen or heard anything like this, nor so much has imagined anything quite like it, what God has arranged for those who love him. And it says these things which the eye has not seen and the ear has not heard and that which has not entered in the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. And that's out of Isaiah 64 verse 4 and 65 verse 17. And so that being the case, you have to be mature and you have to want to be mature. And I truly believe that once you're healed in the areas of your soul, you are going to want to be matured. There is room to be fully developed. You don't have to no longer be in a state of arrested development. You are developing. You are being developed. And so when these things are being imparted to you, there has to be a level of humility. I truly believe that once you're healed, there is new levels of humility for God to be able to download through the Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, all the things that you should know. A couple of years, and so the things of God, the deep things of God, the things that were mysteries, but they're revealed to us now. We have the Holy Spirit. He will show us and tell us things that we should not know. Where there's places where there has been dim or underdeveloped knowledge or understanding, there becomes new levels of revelation, and these things we use. So they're not just to have. They're not just it says knowledge puffeth up. You know, so I think it's not okay just to have knowledge, but knowledge that we can apply is wisdom. And so when God begins to download these things to us through the Spirit, these things are actually going to be actualized in our life. They're going to be used. And their motivation to grow and to be, especially as servant leaders. I thought of this is not an exhausted list at all, but I thought of the things that God had led me into that were on a deeper level, that I actually have studied for maybe more than 3 months or 6 months or sometimes 2 years. One of the topics was the fruit of the Spirit. There's something I'm studying now, the Beatitudes. I also was studying things about humility, the sovereignty of God, discipleship, God's love, also the character, our character, the fruit of the Spirit. There are so many different things that he has had me like stop and park at for a while to grow inside of myself and to develop me spiritually. So it has to be for the mature, and you have to be willing to be your own. You have to be your own best teacher and your own best student. And when I say your own best teacher, that means, you know, how teachers give instructions and teachers give you schedules and teachers give you assignments and things. So as you listen to the Holy Spirit, and you work with him, he brings you into these new places of wisdom. And so Paul further goes on to say, for God has unveiled them and revealed them as through the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit searches, he searches all things diligently. And because he does, he expects for us to, so that we're not listening to the first thing that everybody is listening to. And it doesn't seem to register to us. But if you put some of my favorite candy in front of me, I'm going to eat it, even though it may spoil my dinner, unless I restrain myself and say, I'll save that for later. And I truly believe that's what hype is like. It's like somebody sitting your favorite junk food in front of you, and even though you eat it and won't be hungry, there is no sustenance in it. So the Holy Spirit searches all things diligently, even sounding and measuring the profound depths of God, the divine counsels of God, and the things far beyond human understanding. Have you ever had an experience? I have, over the years, where I would be praying about something or to get insight about something, having to do with whatever I was studying or whatever. And the Lord would give, he would start talking to me early in the wee hours of the morning before I even would open my eyes, and it would be counsel. It would be like I would go somewhere and get counsel, like if I was trying to, you know, fix up my finances and stuff, and you had to go to a financial counselor, or same thing if you were going to a lawyer to get legal counsel about something. The Holy Spirit talks to me like that. He would talk to me about all kinds of things, and it usually would be something that I had been praying about or something that I had been studying that he was bringing to me. So for what person knows the thoughts and motives of men except the man's spirit within him? So also no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. And so when God begins to take counsel with you, he's trying to erase that database, I guess, in your heart and in your mind that's hype. And it feels good for a while, but it doesn't stay. You know how that parable that Jesus gave about the seed and how it fell on all different types of environment and how some grew and some were eaten by birds. And so I feel like the word, however it comes to us to impart wisdom to us, is really important about the level of our heart. Or is it breaking our fallow ground? Because I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will sit with you. And however he deals with you, for some people it's in their car while they're going to work. For some people It's while they're outside taking a walk or doing exercise. However God talks to you or when he talks to you, it usually is not a very short conversation, depending on what you are studying, depending on what you are feeding off of at that time. And for me, I've had high seasons of him just sitting and counseling with me. He's just talking to me, and he's downloading all kinds of revelation for me, and sometimes it's for whatever I'm teaching or how I'm serving or some insight about areas in my soul. And so in verse 12, he says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Holy Spirit who is from God, so that we may know and understand the wonderful things freely given to us by God. So sometimes that counsel is him reminding me what his word says. And he might go a little further. And it's not just him speaking to me. It's me speaking back sometimes, asking questions, drawing out more, generating more questions sometimes with the things that the Lord is showing me. He's leading me to other resources as well through his word and maybe through other things that I've studied in the past. And he's synchronizing it all together. And this makes me stable. This makes me stable, but it also is relational as well. It makes me closer to the Lord. It makes me trust him more, rely on him more, and not be have a tendency to lead to my own understanding. You know, so these are very important times that you, when he begins to expound to you these profound things of God, it brings you closer. Now we receive not the spirit of the world, but the Holy Spirit who is from God, so that we may know and understand the wonderful things freely given to us by God. So we need to become very acquainted with it, accustomed to it. We also speak of these things not in words taught or supplied by human wisdom, but in those things taught by the Spirit, combining and interpreting spiritual thoughts with spiritual words for those being guided by the Holy Spirit. So sometimes you get excited about that exchange that you have with the Lord. It's hard to explain it to other people. I don't think it's not necessarily meant to be shared with anybody. And so the Message Bible says it this way. God offers a full report on the gifts of life and salvation that he is giving us. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus. And we're passing it on to you in the same firsthand personal way. The unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gifts of God's Spirit. There's no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness. Spirit can be known only by Spirit, God's Spirit, and our spirits in open communion. Communion, common union. So like I said, in those times where it's in prayer, or sometimes, like I said, it's when I'm journaling or when the Lord is being very intimate with me, he's giving me counsel, and I feel like I'm sitting at his feet and he's teaching me things, but he's also showing me things. Sometimes I literally feel like I'm sitting behind a desk in class and he's showing me vignettes and he's showing me things on things. So it just depends on how the Lord deals with you. For years, this has been going on for me. It's how I was starting to learn who I am and who I was becoming. But these are the things that are hard to explain, and they're tailor-made to you. So my experiences are not going to be yours. Yours are not going to be mine, which makes it special, which makes it special. He knows how to talk to Bishop Cook. Like he wouldn't talk to me based on how he talks to Bishop Cook, and he knows what she needs. He knows how to talk to her. He knows how to get her attention. He knows how to pour into her, and he knows how to get her to pour out so that he can draw more out. And so this is a very important thing. This is not just about don't believe the hype, but this is also about relationship as well. To be totally healed, to be totally reformed and transformed by the renewing of your mind, you have to be able to think, because we do have the mind of Christ. I'm going to further read verses 14 through 16 in the Amplified, for it says, but the natural unbelieving man, right, those who don't really believe, man does not accept the things, the teachings and the revelations of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness and absurd and illogical to them, and they're incapable of understanding them because they are only spiritually discerned and appreciated. And he is an unqualified person to judge spiritual matters. So don't throw your pearls to swine and go telling everybody that God said to you in the morning or what you wrote in your journal. It's not for everybody. But the spiritual man, the spiritual mature Christian, mature, judges all things and questions and examines and applies what the Holy Spirit reveals. And that's critical thinking spiritually. You are examining things. You question things. Many times the Lord will start talking to me with a question. He'll ask me a question that he knows the answers to. And so it draws, like I said, it usually generates more questions. So the Spirit does that for me. And so for who has known the mind and purposes of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ to be guided by his thoughts and his purposes. You know, have you ever taught, I forget the scripture that says, I'm going to paraphrase it, so please forgive me, that talked about having the desires of our hearts when we pray. And I think one version says that the desires of our heart, God's desires become our desires. And that's when those things begin to manifest, because our desires are joined with his. But it talks about committing our ways unto the Lord, and he will cause us them to be successful. But they come from his heart in the first place. See, we have the mind of Christ. And so that's why this message is called Don't Believe the Hype. Hype or healed. Do you want to be hyped or healed? So when you talk about the profundity of the wisdom of God and the wisdom of the Spirit, it's not so deep that you can't draw it out and understand it, because God knows how to give it to you and break it down in pieces so that you can be able to digest it and use it in your everyday life. See, a lot of times the loftiness and the, you know, all this philosophy and this popular buzz and, you know, sensationalism of the world's knowledge is complicated. It can be complicated. I do believe that the wisdom of God is complex, which means it has many pieces, but complicated, no. It can be complex, but not complicated. And so as having the mind of Christ, I believe many times the Lord is bringing us through this boot camp of, so to speak. He challenges our thought processes. He challenges what we're reading. He sees if we're comprehending it. He sees if we can actually live it. And then it generates questions like, how am I supposed to live this, Lord? How do I apply this in my life? What is this for? Many times when I begin to hear God talk to me about all these different things, I'd be like, what is this for? And he said, it's not, all of it's not for you. He'll show me for the people I serve and the people I minister to, the people I pray for, whatever, and what's for me. But and I appreciate him showing me that, like, this isn't for you. Or he'll say, this is for days to come. And he didn't always show me who it's for. It's just from his Spirit. And from there, I have to learn to value what he gives me, to know that it is wisdom from the Spirit and not from people and not from my own experiences. You know, like I said, I like to read, especially I love biographies. I like to read about, like, Einstein and different people that, you know, were very influential in the world. And most of the time, they're not always Christians. to learn and just to get some insight about life, about how they looked at life. And, you know, that's limited to a point. You can get something from it. But at the end of the day, I have to be careful to take every thought and subject it to the obedience of Christ, whether it comes from my own mind or comes from a book or somebody else's experience. At the end of the day, the Lord is saying, you can learn a lot from reading a biography about Martin Luther King. But at the end of the day, my word trumps their experiences, even though their experiences are rich and very influential. The Spirit and his word has to be more influential than anything that I go through today. And that is what I want to leave you all today with. And I'm going to pray about whatever is representative of hype in your life right now. Is the things that God is wanting to deal with. It's the things that could be hindering you to be healed and to fully walk in your calling or to accept your identity in him. So something's got to be dealt with and they have to be healed. Don't believe the hype. There are so many great books out there, but they still don't trump what God's word is saying. And if you're submitted to him or want to learn to be more submitted to his purpose in your life, you know, you have to be able to differentiate and put and separate things from truth versus Some things are convoluted truth. Some things are a mixture. Some things are just the you know how they talk about doctrines of men. It's not just about theology. It could be about anything. Doctrines of men. They have made a doctrine.
Come on. Come on. That's
I have many I have many books studying about the mental health, and some of these are not always Christian-based. And I just, but you know what? I read that with the through the Spirit. I read
there
with the
go.
Holy Spirit showing me, okay, you can use this, or, you know, you better take this with a grain of salt or throw that out. You got to be able to eat fish and spit the bones out. So everything
right.
is ours, but we have to understand, is this the wisdom from God? Because I truly believe all wisdom comes from God. What we do
Amen.
With it, or what man has done with it is, and that's where your discernment comes in, and discerning of spirits comes in, and you can be able to understand, ask God to give you insight when you begin to study these things, and he will bring out his full purposes in them. So don't believe the hype today, and whatever it is, whoever it is that's creating this hype in your world, recognize it. Basically, another word for hype is error. In some cases,
yeah,
it's error, plain and simple.
See,
and I called it hype because a hype is usually disguised in many, many things, isn't it, Bishop? And
yes.
So that being the case, we have to be able to separate. So I'm going to pray tonight as I end the show about your mindset, about your capacity
you,
to be able to handle the wisdom of God and not just say, oh, I've got all these books, but I don't, you know, I can't live none of it. It's just a lot. It seems like I'm hoarding, you know, and I'm just full of all this stuff, and yet I'm not going anywhere. So I just ask God to show you how to curate things in your library, how to curate things in your thought processes, and be able to have his mind and his heart based on what we read tonight. Father God, first of all, I thank you for this teaching. Don't believe the hype. I thank you,
yes,
Father God,
Lord,
that you are the one, just like Paul said, that they should be hearing from. It's not my words. It's hopefully they hear you and your intent and your heart in it all,
yes,
that you would
Lord.
Have us to be whole in word and deed. You would have us to be whole and have the word be our foundation at the end of the day. And whether it comes from somebody who's an influential prophet or whether it's somebody who's a great writer, your word and your will and your purposes have to trump that. So I thank you, Lord, today that we don't fall in love and be attracted to the people, to what people do or what man does or what's the latest
yes.
this or the latest that, but to the truth and the integrity of your word, because that's what's going to keep us in days to come, especially with all these things that are going on in this world. Father God, purify the hearts of your people at the end of the day. Show us what we are and show us what we should not be so that we can repent. And that is true repentance and turning away from these false doctrines and these things and performance-based ministries and all of this. And I could probably name so many things that people are being drawn
yes,
into.
Lord.
And
yes,
for those
Lord.
More who have a desire to be drawn out of error, but don't know how, Father God, make a way of escape. Show them, Lord, and give them a hunger for your word once again. Cultivate that in their lives, Father God. Let us not be lazy. Help us, Lord, and give us energy and strength to cultivate this in our own selves. We are you are the author and finisher of our faith. You give us the will and the to do. So I just thank you, Lord, today that that's enough and we begin to value that at another level. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. What an anointed teaching. Don't believe the hype. Do you want to be healed or you want to follow the hype? That was a really timely teaching because so many, the word of God says that in the last days that men will be lovers of self and, you know, they'll want to hear
mm-hmm.
everything except the word of God.
Yeah.
So we just have to know what we feed ourselves, what we put in is what's going to come out. So just make sure that, like the prophet has said, that you're praying according to the Spirit about what you're putting in, what you're thinking, how you're thinking. And I just want to thank you so much, prophetess, for just keeping us all on point because we need this. Time is winding down. And we must be
mm-hmm.
on point. So you have been listening. If there's anyone that has a comment or question, you are still able to ask it. Hallelujah. Simply by pressing your one on your keypad, and that will let me know that you have a comment or question. And if you are in our chat rooms and you have a comment or question, please type it now and I will relay it to Prophetess. Amen, because we want to give everyone a chance to share, to grow, to learn. And I know that Prophetess shares my passion for teaching and for learning. So, you know, if you do have a comment, hallelujah, there's still a few moments. You're more than welcome. Amen. Well, God bless you. We're so glad that you tuned in on tonight to hear this wonderful teaching. And I encourage you to go back and listen to them again and again because they're so rich and they're so full of good information that every time that you listen to one of these teachings, God is going to show you something in a deeper, on a deeper level, and I'm sure it's going to bless you. So we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to your household. It is our fervent prayer that you and yours be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Thank you, Prophetess Vanessa. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Everybody be blessed.
Amen. God bless.